return to Tampa Bay's number one morning show, the Mike Calter Show.
.6 of the Mike Calter Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. If you need a roof on your home, you know I always tell you about Walsh Roofing Services. You ever go on Facebook and somebody's like, can anyone recommend this? I don't care. I just ignore them all. But somebody yesterday was like, can anybody recommend a good, honest roofing company? And I was like, yes, I definitely can. And I know because I used them. I used them on my home. They replaced my whole roof. One of the biggest worries I've ever had in my life. What am I going to do when I have to put a whole roof on this house? I have so many pitches and angles and all that. And Walsh Roofing Services came out and they did such a great job. I can't recommend them enough. Whether you have a shingle, metal, flat, tile roof, you want to change your roof, you got a leak, something that you're worried about, a spot that's brown, you think, oh, we'll just paint over it. Yeah, that should fix it. Call Walsh Roofing Services, 833-977-7663, or you can go to their website, walshroofingservices.com, and you can make an appointment. You can have them come on out and give you an estimate. They can take a look at you know, what the problem is, see, be honest with you, and let you know exactly what you might need. Maybe you don't need a roof. Maybe you just need a little spot fixed. They put an attic fan in for my dad recently. Like I said, they did the whole roof here on my home. They did a bunch of other stuff, too, while they were here. Figured if you're up there, get it all done. And, yes, they have financing options. They're listed on Home Advisor and Angie's List, and I honestly can't say enough about them. They were just fantastic, and they stayed right on their timeline of what they said they would. And I got a brand-new roof on my house that's made it through a whole year and a half since it's put up with not one single problem. I've never had to call them and say anything. So 833-977-7663. Find them online at walshroofingservices.com and just let them know you heard about it on this show, and they will totally take care of you. You remember what the story that you reported on last year, Galvin, about Ellen, where they said Ellen was a tyrant?
Sure.
She was treating her employees. She was mean to them.
Don't look her in the eyes.
Was that her, or was that Steve Harvey?
I think
both?
That's everyone.
It might be both. Yeah. They say now Ellen lost 1 million viewers after she made that apology for creating a toxic workplace that she was unaware of.
Mm.
Can you imagine that? I don't know. I couldn't. Johnny Carson used to beat his wife, and nobody
cared.
David Letterman had an affair with a woman who worked on his show, and he had to come on his show and apologize to his wife about it. And the next day, everybody's like, hey, David Letterman, who cares? This is none of our goddamn business.
Yeah.
If you work in a toxic environment, try to quit. I know it's not as easy as it's like saying if you're in an abusive relationship, just leave. I know women can't just leave sometimes. But if you're in a toxic work environment, make an exit plan and get out of there.
But that's the thing is people do care. That's why whenever we talk about, if the president cheats on his wife, that's his deal. Like, that's their deal. Who cares? Why do we care? People care, though.
President's a little bit different because we elected him. We pay his salary. We expect him to be good for 4 years. And it doesn't matter that he's he's cheating on his wife. It matters that he's distracting from what he's supposed to be doing in the White House.
That's literally what I say to you whenever you say that it's no big deal. You're always on the other side of that.
I thought you were going to say when I cheat on my wife.
No.
It's the anniversary of that.
You're always the one who's like, who cares? Who cares about that? And I go, but people do care.
I agree with you. I personally don't care, but I could see why some other people would.
It goes to trust and values and all that type of stuff.
Right, but that's the one thing when it comes to values, that's when I'm like, I'm worried about him, how he deals with other countries and how he deals with our economy. Those are the things that I care about. But in Ellen's case, she has no impact on my life whatsoever. I like Ellen when she comes out and dances.
Ugh.
And I like when she gets all the ladies to dance, and then she scares her guest. Yay, Ellen. And
I do like the scaring the guest.
What I'm saying is that's what I expect from Ellen and anything else outside of it. Now, if we find out Ellen is molesting children or doing something outside of work that makes her not worthy of is by society's guidelines of having a television show or having a famous life, then we have to specifically say she shouldn't be allowed to do that anymore. But you sneeze like a baby panda.
Yep.
It's so ridiculous.
But the fact that she was mean to her employees, I'm mean to Spanish every day on the show.
That's right.
Here's a few things. One is not that she's asking me to be on the show, but I would decline because I don't want to go out and dance. I'd be like, nah, I'm not dancing.
You're full of garbage. You are full of garbage. If you did something tomorrow, if you saved 200 dogs or something, and Ellen was like, we're going to have this guy on, he's 6'4", he's got great hair, and he's a radio guy, ladies and gentlemen, Galvin, and they were like, you would give her a little, white man overbite.
No,
shoulder shuffle.
I'd probably do an aggressive robot.
You get caught up in the moment.
Equally as awesome.
Right.
But also, is if you can't separate the art from the artist, you're not gonna have anything. Listen. I have a Van Gogh and I have this, that. They were terrible people. There's tons of terrible people that are making fantastic music, art, comedy, movies, everything.
Radio.
They do it all. Nobody's perfect. I don't understand why everybody has to try and be perfect
These
awesome people. Oh, and the people judging them. Shut up, you fat pig. You're beating your kids or you're doing this or you hit a car and drove off or you stabbed a homeless guy. There's all kind of stuff happening all the time and people are judging people all the time. It's ridiculous.
This is why I think my wife, as smart as my wife is, my wife's got, I joke around with her not having a job and all that. She's got a job and she's got a master's degree and she's really smart. But man, she watches the dumbest television. She watches Dr. Phil on a loop, man. Dr. Phil, whenever I walk by my bedroom, I hear,
women love Dr. Phil.
Always on.
Well, it's my rule. My wife can't watch Dr. Phil when I'm in the house.
Here's the problem, though. I see Dr. Phil and my stomach hurts. Like, it automatically hurts. But then I'm in the room doing something. I'm like, well, what is she going to do? Is she going to go back to the guy? Like, I get suckered right in. But she loves Dr. Phil, and she loves, 90 Day Fiancé, My 600-Pound Life, Oh, God, My Feet Are Killing Me, all those shows. And I go, what are you? And she goes, I like just dumb TV. I don't want to have to think about it. I don't want to get upset about it. It's just dumb in the background of my mind. I was like, yeah, I guess it works.
Yeah, sometimes you don't want to learn stuff. You know, sometimes you're in the mood for a good documentary or something interesting. You're like, yeah. But sometimes you just want to be like, oh, these idiots.
That's the other thing. If Netflix has a new documentary out about the Holocaust or some serial killer or something, and I hear about it on this show or whatever, and I go, hey, there's a thing. And she goes, I watched it the first day it came. Like, she's already watched all of them.
By the way, can I point out you still haven't watched In and of Itself?
Oh, no, it's good.
And you haven't watched Nomadland?
Well, now I have to watch Nomadland. Here, you want to know why I haven't watched Nomadland, Galvin? Listen to this. Because my wife, I just told the whole world, is smart as an idiot.
She's book smart.
Wow. We switched over from AT&T to Verizon last year, at the end of last year. And we were paying too much money. AT&T didn't care. And we were like,
They don't care. They don't care. Yeah, they don't
know
need
you. You know why?
Huh.
Because now that I have Verizon, I realize AT&T has better coverage. I can't go over the bridge anymore. And with a phone call, like, it really is. But anyway, they also, we found out afterwards, just as an extra thing, you get this bundle package where you get Disney Plus, Hulu, Spotify, I don't know, like 10 things all included in your Verizon package for no additional cost.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, that doesn't matter. We already have Disney Plus. They're going to go, no, you just sign it over here and you don't have to pay for it anymore. I was like, wow, this is a really good deal. So they go, when you go home, you go to myverizon.com, you fill out all the information, it unlocks your bundle. She can't figure out how to unlock the bundle. And I got to be honest, I watched her do it. She's doing the right thing. And it just, you ever get on a website where you're doing something and then it just stops at a certain point? It doesn't go forward, doesn't go back, doesn't say you're right, doesn't say you're wrong. It says, we don't want to work anymore. It just stops right there.
And if you try to go back, then it restarts you from the beginning. And after the third time, you're so frustrated.
It got to the point where it's like, we've emailed somebody and they'll contact you.
Here's the thing. If you design websites or you do anything with websites, make it easy. Stop trying to look clever and have flash stuff and this and that. Just a big button. Yes?
Yeah.
No.
Right.
Forward, backward. Did you? Yes. Me click there. Make it simple.
Me click there.
So that Hulu, although it's inexpensive, I haven't signed up for Hulu because we have it for free as soon as she can figure out how to unlock the magic box.
Mm-hmm. So, how long have you had the locked bundle?
Well, we haven't. The only thing we've had to use that we don't already have is Hulu.
Right.
So I haven't really been anxious to do it. I've never watched Hulu in my life.
Hulu's now, great. I got to be honest with you.
Well, now that I want to watch Nomadland and I want to watch that Punky Brewster documentary that everybody's talking about, now I got to get my Hulu opened up.
You gotta unlock the bundle, Michael.
I gotta unlock that bundle, Joe.
And in and of itself, you should watch.
Can you guys just ruin it for me at this point?
No.
All right. I'll watch it. That's on Hulu, too?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Is it?
I thought so.
Yeah.
I don't know. It could be.
I have HBO Max, Disney Plus, Netflix, Discovery Plus, and I don't have room for anything else in my life. Obviously, I need to have the Hulu because that's the other component. That's the other. The other box is missing, like Justice League.
But here's the thing: is you have the other Secret Squirrel, where you could just get all of that stuff. Like I'm sure that Nomadland's on the other movie thing.
Secret Squirrel doesn't work well with movies; it works mostly with live TV. Mm. So, and good luck trying to get somebody to work on that for you.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I mean HBO Max and Disney Plus and Netflix really are like the top three, I would say, right now.
Also, I am not watching TV anymore. Like, I have to, I used to be able to come home, sit down, watch the news, watch a sitcom until I was tired and then go to bed. I do none of that now. When I'm in a room, the news is on, and like an old man, the news is on in the background, and then when I get in bed, I'm asleep in 2 seconds. So I don't even watch TV anymore. I have to make an appointment to go watch something. Like, it took me a week to watch Snyder Cut. It took me God knows how long to catch up on WandaVision.
Yeah.
I still haven't watched the Falcon and the Snowman or whatever it's called. Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
It's good.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm sure it is, but I haven't had a chance to sit down and watch it all. And then I thought, can you imagine when we were kids, if we had the world of Disney at the touch of our fingers? My kids couldn't care less. My daughter, I'm like, look, we can watch Toy Story. I love Ratatouille. I'm like, we can watch Ratatouille. Every night, it's like become a joke in this house. Everybody's like, whenever their kids are bored, I go, you guys want to watch Harry Potter? And they go, oh, stop saying that. I'm dying to sit down with my kids and watch all the Harry Potter movies.
My son in his entire life has probably watched 5 hours of television. Yeah. Maybe. And, you know, watches movies with us occasionally and knows every... He can tell you about everything. I said about The Mandalorian because he loves Star Wars. I go, you really should watch Mandalorian. He goes, I already know, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, how do you... Wait, spoiled.
Stupid internet.
Yep. All you got to do is go to YouTube and they
But you're not watching it. You're just finding out information after the fact. Yeah, like, watching it is the entertaining part.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. My kids only watch YouTube. That's all they care about is YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah.
All their shows, everything is...
That's my daughter, and my daughter's all YouTube.
That's it. They don't care about TV.
It's going to be interesting to see in like the next 30 years what entertainment really looks like. I think once the Oculus starts to become way more easy and user-friendly and the graphics get better,
when the Oculus,
I think that's
going to
be the future. Oh, my God.
Well,
Carmen.
Oh, I was going to say, well, like keeping up with the Kardashians, they were on for 18 seasons plus some like other variety shows, and they decided to quit because their ratings have gone down so far that they realize they can do everything on Instagram themselves.
Yeah.
Do you know, I'm glad you brought that up, Carmen. It reminds me of something. Scott Disick, I don't really know what he does. I know that I like him from what I saw of clips of him on the Kardashian show. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know how he made his money. Was he born into money, that kid?
I think his parents may have had a little, but not to the extent that like the Kardashians did.
Well, they had money because he was raised out in the Hamptons, but I don't know how much money they had. So I know this because they showed him on one of those Snapchat little TV shows that you could watch for 30 seconds before they jam an ad in your face. And he was doing a tour of his house.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I like to see nice.
I have the reason. So his grandfather, David Disick, was a developer of luxury properties, and his father is also a real estate developer.
Okay.
So if you're a real estate developer out there, you're, you know.
And he does flips now, is what his thing is.
Well, he made me very happy yesterday because he is worth $40 million, they said. And I am not near worth a fraction of that. So
not according to Joe List.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
But I watched his tour of his house yesterday. One, I was not very impressed. He's got a lot of land in California, which was good, but I was not very impressed with it. And everything he had, I had our kitchens were almost identical to the appliances and countertops and all that stuff. Our bathrooms were the same. Our theater screens were the same. Our couch design was the same. I was like, Lord Calta over here is ragging up there with Lord Disick, and he's got $40 million and I don't. I felt much better about myself. If you watch, what was that show where they'd go into celebrities' houses?
MTV Cribs.
Cribs. You would just walk away and you'd be like, oh, man, what am I living in?
And then
you realize they were all fake.
As Count Luann says from Real Housewives, money can't buy you class.
Class, you say?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
So we've learned that a home in the Hollywood Hills is not the same as a home in Lutz, Florida.
Yeah. No, it is the same. That was the thing. Same, I was very happy.
You can't stretch your dollar as far out there.
We're on par with our decorators and our home design, so... that's the Templar guys, by the way, who did my kitchen, who emailed me last night, and they said that things are coming along with the new studio. They've got a great design. They're excited, which gets me excited. You know
that's
what
awesome.
I mean? Yeah, that is very awesome.
When do you think that switchover is going to happen?
So I told them yesterday. I said to them, look, they were like, hey, we want to talk to you this week about it. And they're like, we've just been busy. I said, I know you guys are busy, and it's not urgent. So I don't want them to – because I jokingly said to them when they were taking the measurements and stuff, and I'm like, I need this done in 8 days. And they laughed, and then one guy said to the other guy, the worst part is he needs it done in 8 days. And they were like, all right, we could probably do it. And I was like, I was kidding. I don't need it in 8 days. I don't really need it on a timeline. So if they if they say, hey, it's going to take us a month, or if they say, hey, we could start next week and we will be done in 8 days. So I don't know. They're actually – I'm going to talk to them today and find out what's happening. But I'm looking forward to it, man. Are you looking forward to it, Calvin? Being our friend again?
Yeah.
All right. You're going to be here Friday.
I know. House party.
It's Fat Booty Friday.
Are we doing pajama party or no? This is just regular.
It's birthday party on Friday.
Oh, you have to
it's Carmen's excited. Birthday celebration.
Are you excited, Carmen? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are we bringing you tequila or vodka?
Oh, my God. No. We're doing something later that night.
Yeah.
The pool party's off.
Yes.
I think it's smart, unless we all want to freeze our tickets off. Sitting out there in the dark. Hoping girls show up to go swimming in my pool.
Right.
Which, by the way, my pool is in no position to be swimming in. I looked at my pool, and there's a bunch of leaves in the bottom. And the pool company was just here, and they're really good. So I was like, that's odd. So I went out there yesterday to go in the hot tub, and one of my screens from the top fell out and fell into the hot tub.
Oh.
So that's why the leaves got in. They were coming in from the top. So I got to have a screen guy come out next week.
I bet you Scott Disick's pool is nice.
Oh, man.
Well, no, he just made me get a whole new pool.
Joe's got a ladder if you need to borrow it.
Oh, that ladder won't work. Ooh.
Very funny.
Can I tell you something else before we go to break? I know we're running behind already. But, and I'm not even joking about this, and I need your help with it.
Okay.
Spanish. There is attic access in my garage.
I'm in.
You don't even know what I'm going to say yet. There's attic access in my garage, and Superheat and Air has been up there a bunch of times doing AC work for me. And for some reason, when the guy left, he didn't put the little thing back in, like the little...
The access hatch.
Thank you. And he kept it. It was crooked. So then the next guy came from Superheat and Air, and he goes, did my guy leave that? I'll go up there and fix it. I was like, okay. And he went up there and fixed it. Well, last night I came in here, and the hatch is turned again. Wait. It gets worse. It gets worse. I have some old toys of my kids that have to go to Goodwill. And when you touch them or jostle them, they make noise and they talk. And when I came in the garage, they were talking. And then I looked up and the hatch was moved.
What?
Galvin may be right. I might have a Frogger in my house.
Yeah.
I might have somebody living in the attic right now.
What?
So then I went over and I looked in. And I didn't. I was and the ladder is still underneath it. And I was too scared to go over there and look to see if I saw eyeballs staring back at me. So I went inside and locked the door, and I was like, I'll send Spanish up there tomorrow.
Okay, I'll go up there.
With a flashlight?
I'll bring a flashlight from home and a headlamp just in case.
I also need you to go in there. So the air conditioning guys say, like when they come out of there, I go, I'm sorry, that must be horrible. And they go, no. They go, horrible is when we have to crawl on our bellies to go. They're like, yours, we can walk around because the pitch is so high. I need you to walk over here.
Okay.
And or at least shine the light and see how much
room
I have? Because we may put a sliding fireman pole up in here.
Dude, I'm down.
We may actually have Joe in the attic in the new studio.
I'm in.
Joe, good. Can you imagine if you're switching from the attic?
I'm in.
What if the bees are up there, though?
Oh, I'll deal with them.
Well, Joe's the bee.
Yeah.
I'll deal with them.
It's Joe, Carmen.
Joe sat up straight, pulled his jacket down, and he goes, I'll deal with them.
Yes, I will.
Thank you, Kramer. Well, I appreciate it.
It's not a stand infestation.
I want to see Spanish like Bruce Willis and Die Hard, like shimmy and
freak
with a Zippo lighter.
Come on out to the attic. It'll be spacious. Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we got some stuff to give away, and we'll play a little game called Spazurkle. We'll do it next. It's the Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to Tampa Bay's most listened to morning show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.